Where in the Bible will I find teaching on the rapture? Hello everyone, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The Bible reveals the will of God. Everything that man is to know on what to do in order to be saved and to live the Christian life has been revealed in God's Word, which we have recorded in the Bible. If God says it, we are to obey it. If He does not say it, then we are not to add to His Word, Revelation 22, 18 and 19. If you believe in the rapture, then you must go outside God's Word to read about it. Search as you may, you will find no mention of it in God's holy Word. This whole fanciful notion is fabricated in the fertile minds of false teachers. There is no scriptural proof of this concocted idea of the rapture. It's an hallucination that has been brought about by the false teaching of the premillennialists. They teach that there will be a time of great tribulation. Then Christ will return to the earth to set up His kingdom. These false teachers speak of the great tribulation as though it is yet to come. But have they not read of the upheaval of the Jewish world with the destruction of Jerusalem, as foretold by our Lord in Matthew 24? Jesus pointed out the tribulation then imminent and warned of its trials and hardships. These false teachers would have Christ coming the second time to do what He has already done, set up His kingdom. That was the reason for His resurrection, to set up His kingdom, which He did on the day of Pentecost in 33 A.D., according to Acts 2, 30 and 31. Note that God raised up Christ to sit on David's throne and crowned Him King of kings and Lord of lords. Paul knew this, for he wrote, "He hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son," Colossians 1, 13. You cannot be translated into something that does not exist. There's no place for another kingdom to be set up when Christ returns. Just the opposite. He is coming back to abdicate that throne, giving it back to His Father. 1 Corinthians 15, 24.